I thought my headphones went out.
Woo! Nah, girl. They done doing what they're supposed to do. Oh, I love me some Patton Oswalt.
You have, like, Venmo Mike money? Because he's gone full country as well.
It doesn't take much to get me to go full country. I'm always right there on the edge.
Yeah. That is the truth. You just got to blow. It's just a gentle breeze in that direction. And
you know what?
Mike's probably has boots under the desk.
Do you know what? Okay. It feels very like I went to Italy for 1 week. And now I say mozzarella. Like, that's how this feels right now.
Mozzarella.
Like, it feels... I don't like this feeling. Like, and we're letting him be Nashville Steve is on a level I don't love.
See, this is the thing. This is one of the reasons why every time I travel, I know that it's going to be similar to Jelly Roll losing weight. Is like, this is his truth now, you know, like he wants to be carrot stick and he wants to be smaller and we support him in that, but it's a little bit tough for us to wrap our heads around. That's the same thing when freaking Stevie boy, sorry for traveling and getting out and seeing the world.
Yeah.
But then when I go to these places and they obviously influence me, it's like people just, they want the same old safe Steve that they know what he's going to do and what he's going to say. But listen, y'all. This is me now. This is me. I cannot change that. I am looking out of my window. What should I, like, not look out of my window? I'm looking out of my window at a freaking Nashville building. And their buildings here, so different.
Okay, so because...
Oh my gosh, birds. Two okay. birds.
Wow. Because you were going to go have chicken tendies at Garth Brooks Bar, you're now well-traveled. Just clearing up, making sure.
Who's to say that those two birds that I just saw outside of my Nashville window aren't bluebirds? Maybe going to the Bluebird Cafe. Hey, let me bring this up real quick. Mike, can we make it official just so Donna doesn't get mad at us and she'll know that our intros ran? Gimme the beat.
Gimme a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. Yee-haw! And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
So earlier this morning, I was started Google mapping, trying to navigate to places just to try to understand where am I. I don't know where Music Row is in relation to where I am. So the first thing that I navigated to was the Bluebird Cafe. Somebody had recommended it on Instagram. Lou and I watched all of the show Nashville when it was on ABC. It had a few years, I think, on CMT as well. But we watched it, so they featured the Bluebird Cafe quite a bit on that show. So I was like, hey, maybe that'd be fun. So I navigate to it, and it says I was like 7 miles from the Bluebird Cafe. So then somebody else recommends go to the Garth Brooks Friends in Low Places new honky tonk. And that said I was only a mile from that. I guess my question is, and maybe this is kind of similar to like how it can be a little challenging to wrap your head around how Vegas is laid out, New Vegas, Old Vegas, and all that until you've been there. I thought Music Row was essentially kind of like all on one street. And in my mind, in my stupid little mind, I have every possible thing that you could want to see in Nashville all happening up and down one street, which I believe is Broadway. And so the fact that the Bluebird Cafe is 6 miles further away than, like, for instance, the Country Music Hall of Fame is also about a mile or 1.2 miles from here. I thought everything was a little bit closer together. But the Bluebird Cafe, I'm out. I'm out on the Bluebird Cafe. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. So I don't know how to, like, both... I feel like you forgot. Both Mike and I have never been to Nashville. Like, I don't have any.
I keep asking these questions more or less as a way of me flexing.
Yeah, like, I can tell.
I forgot you guys have
because we're
been
like,
there.
Okay, so we're discovering.
They say
you know how like in real time, but actually it's delayed because we're finding out post you finding out. So like we have less time to even think about this dumb scenario of you telling us that a city can be more than 7 miles.
Think of Nashville. I'm trying to think of where you guys have traveled to that might be like Nashville. Maybe like Forest Lake or something like that.
Williston, North Dakota. Is it similar to Williston? I've been to Williston a lot.
Okay. No one even knows that that's a place.
Either
Williston, North Dakota?
You don't know what Williston is?
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
I'm actually
Nashville flex, and you're trying to Williston flex now.
Williston, North Dakota is pretty much the Paris of the Midwest.
Wait, so if I look up Williston, North Dakota right now, as I'm doing,
yeah,
what will it tell me about it?
It's the oil country, brah. It's the man camps.
Oh my gosh, it's a 5 hour and 55 minute flight from Nashville?
Why are you, you're not centered in Nashville, okay? You don't have to make all decisions.
Based on where it is in relation to Nashville?
Yes, I hate you so much.
Listen,
you're so annoying. It's so hard because you know what's so funny? Literally told Mike and Ross this morning, I said, hey, I feel like I was in a weird, like, let's attack Steve on Friday. And that's not normally my personality. I like being in on the joke with you, Steve. Like, you and I both took a shot of, we both took a shot of lime. And ever since we did that, and Donna wouldn't, we've been better friends. And you know that. Okay. We secretly have been plotting against everyone else for weird reasons. Yeah. So I like being with you. So I literally was like, yeah, I did tease Steve a lot. Because you mentioned it, like, hey, you're coming for me a lot today. I was like, you're right. So I told Mike and Ross, I said, yeah, I gotta, you know, gotta quit teasing Steve so much. Like, you know, it's not like a fun personality trait to be like the teaser. And you're making it so hard right now. You're like with your 10-gallon hat that you're probably wearing in your hotel room that you haven't
That's
left.
The only thing I'm wearing.
Oh, gross.
Oh, wow. Gross. Well, guys, it's my hotel room. The camera's not on. Why can't I be me?
This is why I got out of the Twin Cities. You just the button downness of wearing pants.
Let me tell you a funny story, actually. By the way, I'm looking at pictures of Williston. Wow. If you guys want to see a Google image slideshow,
just search
Williston, North Dakota. You will see in this order oil derricks. Then there's like a very brown park, more oil derricks. Then there was a park bench with Bud Light cans on it. And then an aerial view of homes. And then one small church that looks like it was from Helen Keller's time.
Yep.
I really got to make some time to get up there. All right, so listen. Last night, I'm in this hotel. Oh, crud, I don't have time to tell this story. I'm going to tell this when I come back.
Oh, no. Speaking of, you don't have time to tell this long story?
Hey, Brittany, this is a story about me feeling suddenly vulnerable in my hotel room last night as my body was on display for all Music City see. Okay?
I don't like it.
That story... Which it was like, you know, when you're in a hotel room that's just a little bit too advanced for you, you don't know how things work.
Yeah.
And it was just a very vulnerable position when I realized how things work. I'll explain.
I'm trying to push when unsubscribe, but I don't know where it
when
is.
When we come back on My Talk 107.1.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What's up, friends? Welcome back. It is the Don and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Coming up at 10:30 today, we've got the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Brittany is in for Donna Valentine, so she will be playing in her place. We will open the phone lines in just a few minutes if you want to try your hand at helping one of us. Donna Valentine traveling back from New Jersey today. She will be back tomorrow. She and Brittany will be together tomorrow. And Wednesday is to be determined. We're all living and breathing this reality together. I need to tell you a story about what happened last night. I'm at a hotel that I've never been at before. Have you guys heard of this hotel? I think that there are a chain of these hotels. It's called the Conrad.
Hmm.
You familiar with this?
No.
So this is like a Hilton property, and I think it's Hilton's bougie arm. Like, it's supposed to be, you know, it's very nice. It's very nice when I came in and all that. So I didn't know where to stay for this trip. So, again, I'm down here for this, going to a movie premiere of a new movie coming out called Unsung Hero. So that's tonight. First movie premiere. We haven't even gotten into how Stevie Boy could possibly make a fool of himself at the pre or post party.
Oh, my God. The red carpet of it all. I cannot wait. Carpet.
I think I'm walking down the red carpet to get in there.
Obviously.
Stevie Boy. But... so I reached out to my manager. I said, do you know of any places? Like, where should I stay? And he said, hey, we're staying at the Conrad. I go to the Conrad. It looks like a very beautiful hotel. Fun fact, I went on Google and searched for low fares. Google gave me a fare that was only $204 per night, which I thought in this day of inflation, I felt like that was a pretty good deal, especially since we have been looking at Disney Orlando area hotels for later this year. And they are can get awfully expensive. $200, and I think it's like a 5-star hotel. So I thought it was a steal. So look, do a Google search the next time you're booking a hotel. Again, the lowest one by like $65 was the Google option. I had never encountered it before. That's all I can tell you. I don't have any tips beyond that, but just anyway, do that. So get in. The room is very bougie. Looks great. Everything is operated by, they're like panels on the wall. So it lights. There's like a plus and a minus. And then there's like a wake setting. There's a work setting, a relax setting. And then it will auto change your lights and your curtains at the same time. Well, Stevie Boy gets into the room. Yeah. And it was set at like 73. I start .. Let's get it down. It was also pretty hot in the Uber. Whatever, guys. I thought I was going to be on horseback, so I dressed appropriately, and then I'm inside of a sedan. Anyway, I get to the hotel, a little hot. Stevie Boy opens his computer, starts to put some stuff in for the show. I now take my sweatshirt off just because I'm alone. I'm just like, what do I care? I'm now sitting shirtless. Working on the show. And then I was like, oh, let me see what's going on here. I looked up at one of the curtains and they had started to, so much for being bougie, they like unbuttoned from the very top. So imagine these floor to ceiling curtains, but at the very top, it's unbuttoned on one side. So it's just sort of like flopping over. And I was like, this is killing the vibe a little bit. Let me see if I can reach up there. So I stand up on the bed and I'm trying to reach up and snap this button into where it needs to button to the part that fastens it. Can't get it. Now I slide this chair over. Now I get a little bit higher. Stevie Boy reaches up and I start to, like, you know, when you're trying to button something in and you're just, every part of you is trying to snap it in.
Yeah.
And it can't do it. So then I go to grab a part of the sliding mechanism that these curtains are on. And as I'm reaching up, I start to pull this back. And slowly you just hear. So now the curtains I have engaged what I did not know existed, which is an automatic reveal of both the curtains and the little, the, you know, you have the blackout curtains and then whatever the thing is behind it, the sheer stuff.
The shade, yeah.
All of it, friends, all of it starts to slowly do that as Stevie Boy is shirtless, gut hanging over my belt, hands fully extended in the air, as suddenly Music City gets introduced to Stevie Boy. And I'm standing up on top of a chair with my hands in the sky and my gut over my belt. And I just froze. And I thought,
so many freckles.
I don't know. I had no idea. I thought, I have no idea what to do. Later in the night, I end up getting the curtains to go back. Later, I go, I'm now just, I don't mean to, you know, say too much, but I'm in my skivvies.
All right? Oh, no.
I'm sleeping in my skivvies.
Oh, okay. Sleeping. I didn't know if you're like, I was about to head out on the town.
I have my skivvies and my boots on. No, so I'm about to get ready for bed. And here again, I see this elevated little touch panel thing.
Yeah.
So then
it's time to mess.
I wanted to hit, I hit the wrong button. Here again. And now it just fully opens. And the lights are on in my room and it's dark out there.
Oh, no.
Which means everyone can see me.
Yeah.
And there I am, just like, you have got to be kidding me. It is doing it again. And so I'm trying to run away from the window as much as I can and get cover. It was embarrassing. But don't you just feel, can you relate with that at all? Where when you get to a place, it feels nice. And again, got it at a steal of a deal. But you just feel like, though I love this,
No.
I know the core me is not meant for this.
It's just my husband tries to upgrade us all the time. And I've come to a place of simple is better. Like, you know what wouldn't have happened if you had shades that you could draw with your hands that you just shut? That wouldn't have happened.
Yes.
And so
that's
sometimes, exactly right. Like, I hate, like, in mid-conversation, all of a sudden we're like, I won't say her name, but we'll be like, Balexa. And you have to, like, yell to turn off the light. And, like, instead of doing a switch. Okay, I never thought to myself when I walked to a switch on a wall, like, this is grueling. I wish I could scream at the top of my lungs. Sometimes simpler is better. Thank you.
I hear you. I hear you.
I will say this, though. The idea, if I was going to be accidentally caught shirtless, extending my body is not a bad vibe. Like, that's going to be a very... Like, if I was on my computer, like, in the middle of the night, hunched over, shirtless, I don't want anyone to see me. But, like, extending body is not a bad, like, I look pretty
good. It's not
the
worst.
No, it's not.
I know what you mean. So everybody imagine your hands are fully both extended because one of them was, like, leaning against this window.
Yeah.
And then the other is trying to button this snap in.
Yeah.
Or snap this button on. So you're right about that it stretches your body out.
Yeah.
But... Mm-hmm. While I grant you that, the other side of that is it's nighttime.
Yeah,
you're
weird.
Fully lit up. It's dark out there. And by the way, I'm looking directly across from another building that has windows and people can see in. It was something about the fully extended shirtless man. It almost looked like I was like celebrating, like, I'm here. And that's what made it feel. And it was the slow. Like, then I was like, I know what's happening.
You were like frantically moving, which of course draws more attention. Like if you were to just like slowly sit down and adjust yourself, but I'm sure because of like the franticness, there's like a whole like lore around the man who does this. Like I want to hear their stories about what they think happened.
Yeah, I would love to talk with bystanders, like, who just happened to be walking out. It was a nice evening last night. By the way, the weather here is beautiful, and Donna Valentine has officially chimed into the show.
Oh,
here's
no.
What she just sent
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
Hey, Steve, are you in New York? Nashville. I'm Nashville Steve now. Cool. Are you staying near Lower Broadway? You're going to come back with new cowboy boots and start wearing Wranglers.
See? Yeah. I'm trying to fix this before it becomes an issue, and... Shaming you is the only way I know how to do it. So we got to.
It's too late.
No.
Friend, it's too late.
No.
This done ship has sailed. Sailed. What do they say? The horse is out of the barn now, little lady.
It doesn't have to all be horse themed.
Hey, let's play a game now. College of Pop. I haven't seen a horse yet, I'll be honest. I'm actually kind of disappointed.
I feel like you could be the type that is allergic to horses. Am I wrong?
That's the name of the game we'll play. 651-641-1071. HIPAA, I don't have to tell you. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Thanks for listening. It's the Don and Steve Experience on MyTalk 107.1, where talk is fun. Donna Valentine, traveling back from Jersey today. Meanwhile, we are joined in studio by Brittany.
Yeah.
Or Radio Brittany, as she is saved in my phone. And coming up at 11 o'clock, you will hear a story of someone who had contacts stored in their phone in some quirky ways, like we all do if you go through your contact list. And then something terrible happened.
Oh, no.
Like a truly, the moment you would realize this, you would just think, oh, my goodness, I leave Earth now.
Oh, no.
That's your only option. So it's great. And it's coming off the heels of last Friday. We were talking about this, how we have people stored in our phones in funny ways. Wait until those people find out in this fashion. So that's coming up at 11 o'clock. Meanwhile, it's time for us to play a game. Let's do it.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
It is time to find out how smart the two of you are as we're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I will say Steve has a couple of wins. Actually, no, you fell. It's 37-36. That's the score is where we sit right now. So, Brittany, you've got the opportunity to tie things up for Donna.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Nice.
You don't have to pause so much, Mike. You can keep talking now. Don't make me sit in this.
Yeah, let her sit. Let her sit.
So today we're going to play and see if you can indeed tie things up while you are representing Donna today. And of course, we already know the story. We know where Steve is at.
Yo, y'all heard?
Nashville! I should have been a cowboy.
Unfortunately for Steve, I completely forgot he was going to be in Nashville, so we're doing Seth Rogen trivia today.
Yes, yes.
Because Seth Rogen is celebrating a birthday today. Any idea how old Seth Rogen might be?
I have... Okay,
Give a guess.
42.
Okay.
I was going to say 43.
She is representing Donna perfectly because Donna always gets that right. And he is 42 years young today.
Nice job, Britt.
So congratulations, Britt. And speaking of Brits, Britt's going to be playing along with us today.
Is it Britt in the city calling in from New York?
You just yeehawed, which makes me a little nervous where you're going to go today.
No. Please, I'm so over this Steve now country boy.
Are you?
Hey, Britt, darling, where are you calling from?
No, darling.
New York.
This is Britt in the city.
Yeah.
Hey, Britt, listen, I'm coming up to New York tomorrow, so don't turn your back on Nashville Steve, because tomorrow I'm going to be freaking Big Apple Stevie boy. Oh. And so I'm here. I'm a friend of you. I'm a New Yorker.
All right. Well, let's start the New York talk now then and forget the country.
I can't. Not when I'm looking out at the bluebirds and the songs and the guitars and the Hard Rock Cafe.
No.
All right. Hey, Britt, what are you doing after the show today? What's happening in New York today?
I'm going back to work. I actually just got a promotion, so I'm a little busier these days.
Looks like Britt's buying lunch for us.
What do you do? What line of work are you in, Britt?
So I'm a transfer agent at a co-op in Chelsea.
Oh, I love everything you said.
It was wonderful. It was such a cool sentence.
You don't know what it means.
No, but none of us understood any of it. No. Like, individually, I understand the words, not together.
Yeah.
Listen, it's real estate property management. It's hard to explain.
Okay, you could have said that instead of flexing with him. A transfer agent in the Chelsea neighborhood. She city shamed us is what she did. All right, Britt, we love you.
Cool.
Thank you for listening from... listening all the way from the Big Apple, as you always do, and we love you for that. It is now time, and I feel like you've already made up your mind, but for you to team up with either Brittany or Stevie Boy, what say you?
Let's tie it up, Brit.
Yes, Queen!
All right.
Double the Brit, double the fun!
Okay, you freak. Hey, one of you guys text me whenever we're done. That's the only way I can
I'll
hear from
it.
You, okay?
Yeah, so I got you.
I have to take my headphones off. All right, love you a long time. Bye.
Britt, you're going on hold. The other Britt, you're going to stick around and you're going to play. By the way, you won on Friday, which is why we're sitting at that 37-36 win. Remember, our caller came up with the shining at the very end.
Here's the thing. I can play God, technically, because if I lose today, I could lose for Steve tomorrow if I wanted to even the scores. I'm just saying.
It's possible.
I like playing God. I like being this person. But I'm going to try my hardest on both.
Please try your hardest. Again, Seth Rogen is celebrating his 42nd birthday today. Are you ready?
I was born ready. Actually, I'm ready now. Nope, okay. I'm ready now.
Okay, sounds good. Seth Rogen voiced this four-legged comic relief in the 2019 live-action adaptation of The Lion King.
I would say Puma.
Rogen has directed two feature films. One was a post-apocalyptic comedy, the other a political satire comedy. Name either one.
This is The End.
In 2011, he played the role of Britt Reed, a masked vigilante who goes by this name, adapted from a 1930s radio series.
Oh.
15 seconds.
I do not have any... He played a masked...
In 2011, he played the role of Britt Reed, a masked vigilante who goes by this name. It was adapted from a 1930s radio series.
We'll say Master of the Universe. I don't know. I really don't know that one, Britt.
Felt good about the other ones, though?
Yeah, I feel really good about the other ones.
Okay, Britt, you heard her. She felt good about the other two. How did you feel her answers were on those first two?
The first two, perfect.
All right, and then in 2011, we've got three Brits now. He played the role of Britt Reed, a masked vigilante who goes by this name, adapted from a 1930s radio series. Any idea?
My uncle loves all this stuff. I think, is it the Green Hornet?
You're going to say Green Hornet? Feeling good with that?
That's all I got. So I'm going with it.
Okay, stick with that then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it.
Yeah, my whole Steve job quick, was to text him.
Quick text here. Yeah. As you're going to go back on hold, Brit.
Get up. I don't
get
know.
Up.
I don't know if that's going to help.
All right.
Okay, cool.
You got up?
You got up, bro?
Hey, guys.
Get up.
Yeah, get up. I don't know what that meant.
Me neither.
How do you know that I lay on the floor when I'm not, it's not my turn?
I just know you.
All right, Steve, all right, I'm going to give you a little
sending
bit of...
me all sorts of... Donna Valentine, during that, was sending me recommendations on what to do. Because now that she's, you know, she's country music royalty. She owns a CMA award.
Yeah.
And she is like, listen, here's what you're going to do, boy.
Are you ready to start that with a quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. We're talking about Seth Rogen today. Turns 42 years old. I'll start the timer a slightly bit later just because of your delay. I want to give you a few extra seconds. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
All right. We'll start things off with this one. Seth Rogen voiced this four-legged comic relief in the 2019 live-action adaptation of The Lion King.
Timon.
Rogen has directed two feature...
Pumbaa. He did Pumbaa.
Rogen has directed two feature films. One was a post-apocalyptic comedy. The other, a political satire comedy. Name either one.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
In 2011, he played the role of Britt Reed, a masked vigilante who goes by this name, adapted from a 1930s radio series.
What year?
2011.
Green Lantern. Say the second one again.
Rogen has directed two feature films, one a post-apocalyptic comedy, the other a political satire comedy. Name either one.
Shoot, I'm definitely wrong on that second one. Darn it.
All right, let's start with the first one. Seth Rogen voiced this four-legged comic relief in the 2019 live-action adaptation of The Lion King. Your first answer was Timon. That was voiced by Billy Eichner. You did change it, though, and it is Pumbaa.
Yes!
Both got that one right. Nicely done. He voiced Pumbaa. Let's jump to the second one, I guess. Rogen has directed two feature films. One was a post-apocalyptic comedy. The other, a political satire comedy. Name either one. Steve, you you said Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It was Brittany saying, "This is the end." The correct answers were either The Interview, that was the political satire comedy,
yeah.
Or This is the End. Nicely done.
Yeah.
He did indeed direct that one. It was a who's who, huge cast.
Yeah.
Really, really funny movie.
I think so, too. I feel one of those ones I like to go back to watch.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, it's a 2-1 lead in favor of Brittany.
Brit-Brits.
Representing Donna, trying to tie things up today. We go to our final one. In 2011, he played the role of Britt Reed, another Brit, a mass vigilante who goes by this name, adapted from a 1930s radio series. Steve said Green Lantern. Britt from the city said Green Hornet.
Oh my God, which one is it? I have no idea.
Ryan Reynolds, most known for the Green Lantern. The radio series is the Green Hornet. You got it.
Oh my God.
Perfect sweep to tie it up.
That was a Britt really came in hard on that. Hanging out in Chelsea, do they talk about Green Hornet a lot?
Woo woo!
Yes, Quinn.
Also, my uncle used to work at a comic book store back in Minnesota, and so I heard all about this stuff. That's actually where I stole my first item.
Oh, you stole from your uncle?
Yeah. Wow!
His store. Do you remember Pogs?
Yeah, yes. Of course I remember Pogs.
Oh my
Pogs.
Gosh! Yes.
Yeah.
Was it a Pog or a Slammer? Did you take?
It was like 20 Pogs.
Whoa, 20. That's like grand theft.
That is cardboard galore.
I know.
Wow.
Does he know?
Yeah, I got caught pretty quick. They fell out of my pocket on the way to the car.
Her pog kit.
Nope. Nope. We're going to hard pass that one.
Britt, we love you. Stay on the line. Mike's going to get your information.
You.
He'll get your prize.
Good job, Britt.
We love you.
Britt, I actually do love you. I love you, Queen. I'll come and visit you in New York.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, cool.
See you tomorrow, Steve.
Bye. Yes, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be the one on the streets.
Yeah. You're talking about bagels all of a sudden switching your persona like that.
I got to tell you all right now, now that I just lost the College of Pop Culture knowledge, never in my life did I think I would see the day where I fully understood who Garth was singing about when he wrote Friends in Low Places, because I'm low right now, my friends.
You are said friend in low place.
Yes.
Where the mustard flows in the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
How do you not know that song? Because even I, who grew up in Fridley and Stillwater, like, I know that song. I could sing that in my sleep. Like, how did you avoid that song?
I don't know. I felt like Pittsburgh. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's not, I think it's changed a little bit now, but it's not a big country spot. It is much more like top 40 hip hop. That was really what I grew up in. So I didn't have even peripheral country stuff growing up. It's all been pretty new to me. By the way, update. Donna Googled where I am.
Yeah.
And she said that I happen to be right near Music Row. So she said, just start there and just walk. Just put your walking directions on. She said, go to a place called Starstruck Entertainment. That sounds like a strip club. And just walk there. So anyway, maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
I would recommend either thick socks or Band-Aids, because when you wear your newly bought boots that you're going to have to break in and you do all this walking, you're going to need them.
I went to a local Starbucks this here morning and it said no spurs, no shirt, no service.
So wait, if you
I'm
don't
retire
have
some of this.
Okay, oh, I was actually
yeah, you have to have spurs.
You have to have spurs.
Oh wait. You have to have spurs. By the way, real quick, so I go into this Starbucks, super hard to find cuz blah blah blah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I finally find. I go into this one not Starbucks and the person said, "Sir, are you looking for Starbucks?" So clearly they get this all the time. One of those weird GPS Bermuda triangles. I go into this Starbucks, it says Starbucks pickup, and I said, "Do I have to have ordered this on the app in order to get it?" He's like, "No, we can just do it normal, though it is primarily a pickup location for Starbucks." And then my guy, I said, "Look, I don't need any coffee. I'm just looking for a breakfast sandwich." And then he said, "All of our breakfast sandwiches are right here." He turned like Vanna White. He turned or like one of Barker's beauties. And pointed me to this shelf on the wall that was fully empty. There were no breakfast sandwiches.
That's actually super terrible customer service to do that joke. Like, and as somebody who's also done those jokes many times in customer service, here's what I have left. Nothing. You will starve today.
No. He didn't mean it as a joke.
Oh.
He did not know that it was empty. And then once he did that, for a brief moment, I was like, I'm dead. I've been dead probably for weeks at this point. Like, there is nothing there. And then he said, oh.
Oh,
that's normally where all of our sandwiches are. Three open shelves. No, he was not being like a Nashville D-bag.
I thought he was, because I thought he was being like me. Like, it's the kind of
take
service.
Take as many as you want.
Oh, yeah, this is what I have left. You think we have anything at 8 a.m.? Blame it all on my roots.
I don't know, guys. I'm just doing all I can to stay in this show and not run out of this hotel room right now and get my fix in. I need it!
Did you eat?
We'll come back. I did get a nice little double smoked bacon breakfast sandwich from Starbucks.
Double? Who are you?
You know, I've already checked out some of the local joints here in
local,
Starbucks.
The local watering holes.
I'm at a Hilton. Everything's going great. All right. Hey, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I saw a really cool story about Drew Carey, dating back to the writer's strike that happened last year. But this is a follow-up. He was at a Writers Guild event over the weekend and addressed this big act of kindness that he did. But it was really, really cool to hear him talk about it. So we'll get into that when we come back.
Hey, guys. Now would be a good time for me to tell you about Blaze Credit Union. I'm a member as well, Steve. Thank you. Blaze is a full-service financial institution, and they can help you with any type of financial product or service at any stage of life. They are all about service, and they really care about their members and the community. Steve is a member because he is financing his car through Blaze.
That's right, girl.
And I think I'm going to finance my car through Blaze once I find one. Anyway, they can help you with that as well. Spire and Highway had merged on January 1st, and that's why this new credit union is called Blaze. But they offer all the great stuff that they did before with over 250,000 members. They've been in the business since 1931. They offer free checking with a $100 minimum deposit, and then they'll give you $150 back. Find more today at blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA.
There's a thousand girls in every room that act as desperate as
welcome back. It's the Don and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. We've got Radio Brittany in for Donna Valentine today. Radio Brittany, good day.
Don't just put me in one thing. I'm more than just radio.
Social media aspirant?
I play tennis sometimes. Sometimes.
How about...
I read books.
Oh, cool. You're literate. How about mother? How about the best title of all, right? Mother.
Mother trucker, am I right?
No. I meant like to go.
Oh, though. Yeah. Yeah, I have birthed the child. She's...
What is your baby's name?
Her name is Margot, but we call her Go-Go.
You call her Go-Go. I was wondering where the Go-Go came from. Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, you're here, and we're happy that you're here. We love you for it. Thank you for managing it all with Go-Go, because anytime you step out, I'm sure that adds quite a bit of complication, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're making me rethink it all the time, but I am happy to be here.
Why mama not here? No. It's not happening.
Is that what you think? Listen, what is wrong with you?
Kids, when I come home, they're like, they will sometimes, my little four-year-old in particular.
Yeah.
He'll be like, I'll say, hey, yeah, we can go to the park. And he's like, hang on. Mom, can we go to the park? I'm like, dude, I'm your dad. Like, hello, we're 50-50 here, bruh.
Isn't that weird? Like, I am the, like, end-all person for her, for sure. And I don't know what it is, because Justin's there a lot, too. But literally, she comes up to me, like, Justin will be there giving her a snack. And she'll go, Mama, snack? Like, it's funny how they all disregard, like, they assume your job is done once you've impregnated us. They're like, I don't take this guy seriously.
Yeah, and they know it hurts us. And they're like, listen, these arrows are coming, and I've got a quiver full of them, my friend.
It's funny.
Kind of a bummer.
Go-Go has accepted the fact that if Justin's not there, he's somewhere vacuuming. That is the narrative, because Justin's our vacuumer. And so if he's not around, he'll go, she'll go, Daddy? And I'll go, oh, he's not here. Vacuuming. I go, sure. She's like, has this idea that he's just off vacuuming somewhere. And if she hears any noise, she go, Daddy vacuuming. Like if it's a plane, a car, Daddy vacuuming. I'm like, that she has the wildest narrative in her head about Justin.
How old is she? About a year and a half?
She'll be 2 at the end of May.
Okay. Oh, big deal. That's a big birthday coming up. We doing a party? Bounce house? What do we got?
No, we didn't do anything for her first birthday because honestly, she was terrible at hosting parties. But I think we're going to do like she's really into monsters. So I think we'll do like a monster theme. And we usually just invite our neighbors and my sister, and that's pretty much it. Or if my mom's in town. So it's pretty chill. I don't know. Did you do big birthdays for when they were that young?
We had some gatherings for the first birthday for the kids. You know, let them smash the cake and all that kind of stuff. But I think they get a little smaller, like age 2, 3, 4. And then maybe like 4 is where they pick up again, where it's like, hey, do you have some buddies from preschool or, you know, nursery school, you know, that you want to bring over and do something fun? Yeah, it's a lot.
It's so funny, too, because I always think about this. She's got like, we don't know the names of her friends. She goes to daycare a couple days a week. And I'm always like, she's got this whole world of people that sometimes I'll catch a name, I'll say it, and I'll say Henry. Like, I'll just guess names, and she'll go, yeah, Henry. And I'm like, there's a whole world of people she knows. I've never met any of these kids. I don't know them at all. So it just kind of blows my mind.
It is. Yeah, you're right. They experience this other earth than you, like on a much lower plane. And they just connect so differently. And I think I have an appreciation for the fact that we know Dev is our last child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've really, especially if you ask my wife, I mean, over these last couple months, I have felt so like gushy for all of our kids and all of the things. But with the 4-year-old in particular, I've just been seeing him do so many little things as he's like, he's just starting to explore the world. And like when he wakes up, the biggest thing on his mind that day, the overarching story, no matter what happens, is going to be his Lego Star Wars guy and where he goes with him. And there's just like a real, like when you stop from the rush of it all and just like appreciate for a moment, what a sweet little phase this guy is in.
Yeah.
He's just like looking for his favorite toy or his favorite stuffy from the day or whatever it might be. I just find it very... very endearing, and I feel like I'm almost hormonal about it recently. I'm just like, man, this is I need to appreciate this while it's here because it's going to be gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, that's one thing. Since me and Justin are older parents, like we probably won't. Like, I love that you have four kids. That's so, I mean, that's amazing to me. That is, and not, doesn't happen as much nowadays. And like that, I think is just, you get the whole family dynamic, but it cracks me up because I have the same thought with Gogo, is that she wakes up in the morning, we eat because she's immediately hungry, relatable. Yeah. And then she's like, I better clock in. And she goes to her dollhouse and plays with her little, you know, her little people and is like, yeah, I got a hard day of work ahead of me, you know, and it cracks me up that that's like their clock in. And I'm like, die for it.
It's just so great. It's really special. Anyway, love on those kiddos in your life, if they're your kids, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whatever it might be. Just slow down and get down on their level. Hey, real quick, Drew Carey, I saw this story. He was at the Writers Guild of America award ceremony in L.A. on Sunday night, and he was addressing his decision to pay for WGA members' meals at Bob's Big Boy in Burbank, and another spot called Swingers. He did this during the 148-day strike.
Wow.
He said that at one point, his account was like, buddy, do we want to pull back on this? But he said, like, I heard from somebody else, a writer whose agent said, hey, you're probably going to lose your house over this strike. And he was like, you writers made me a millionaire on the Drew Carey Show. And so what can I do? I think the total bill, he said, ended up at about $1 million.
Dang.
So kudos to Drew Carey, putting his money where his mouth is and respecting the role that writers played in his great fortune. I thought that was really cool. Story up on thehollywoodreporter.com. When we come back, bye.
My Talk 107.1.